So does it ever feel like you left safety now that you're back there and you have a couple more weeks under your belt there?
No, I mean, it doesn't feel like I left safety. It feels like I've played sort of a version of the position throughout my college career and a little bit last year, but it definitely feels good to be a solid set position.
Why are you happy to be back there?
Just feel like it aids my skill set. It allows me to play in the open field. It allows me to make decisions on balls in the air, and ultimately allows me to be a playmaker, and I like that.
So were there any certain conditioning things you had to do differently to get back into the kind of safety shape, or were you pretty much good to go?
I conditioned pretty hard during the off season, so the biggest thing I had to do was just change my diet. So once I got the weight and dropped the weight down, the conditioning can remain the same. And like I said, I worked pretty hard, so that wasn't much of a change.
Something of a change in defenses with Greg Minuski coming in. How much of a difference, I know you're in a different role, but how much of a difference do you see between his and Joe Barry's schemes?
They're both great defenses, but I just think with a guy like Minuski, you're going to be a little bit more aggressive. Third and short distances, we're going to, send a little bit more pressure. Whereas for, Joe B, we'd, sit in a, cover two or cover three, or, really think things out and try to read routes more than we do with this defense, which is not reading around, just reacting to what we see or just playing the defense that he calls.
So it's not so much what's in the playbook, it's maybe how you think it's going to be called?
Yeah, I mean, if Maness likes a play, he's going to see who he has out there on the field, and if he likes the matchup, he's going to call it, regardless if somebody thinks that he should be calling something else, and it just allows us to play on the fly.
So there's a lot of players that have the versatility that you do in terms of coming out of college now with how college defensive schemes are. What makes the skill sets that you guys have so difficult in terms of finding a set position for it to translate into the NFL?
I think the college game and the pro game, they're different in a lot of ways, but they're starting to get kind of similar when it comes to the pass game, just because it's all matchup. In college, it's all matchup. So you're going to take your athletic tight end. If they're going to put a 250-pound inside linebacker on them, they're going to throw the ball to them most of the time. So in the NFL, you're starting to see that now. You got guys like Gronk, Jordan Reed, tight end for the Chiefs. They're going to pick the matchup. They're going to get an athletic guy out there. You need guys that are bigger than corners but smaller than linebackers that can move and be athletic in open space to guard them. So I think guys like me coming from college, they're starting to produce that, or what you need, that tweener role. That's kind of exactly what you need for the NFL. So, I mean, it's pretty good.
What's the toughest part, I guess, of being the guinea pig in this new phase that's happening?
It's tough when it's new because they don't know how to play you, or they don't know what to do with you. So when you have a guy that's not really a set position, it's kind of like, oh, well, he can't play either. Well, now you have offices that are attacking that guy that you don't really have to put in place. Now you have that guy. So
DJ Swearinger, obviously everyone can hear him on the field. I'm curious from you, have you ever played with somebody that loud, that constantly talking, and how has that been working with him?
He reminds me of Deion Bailey, the safety I played with my freshman year at USC. And he was a guy that was always the spark plug, always loud, always communicating and talking. And no matter what the period was or how the day was going, you can count on him to get an energy boost. So he reminds me a lot of Deion.
Going back to kind of what Mash was talking about, how did linebacker, now that you, because you had that year, how do you feel that helped you now that you go back to safety? How has it helped you?
It just helped me learn everybody's responsibility, knowing run fits, knowing what everybody was going to be, whether it be a run or a pass, helps a lot. And as safety, I'm behind everybody, so they're trusting me to be in the position I need to be in. It allows me to play faster, knowing exactly what they're going to do, where the D-line's going to fit, so it helps me sharpen up my angles.
The officials were out here yesterday, and I imagine they'll be out here today. How does that change practice? I realize every flag they throw against you guys is the wrong call, but what's it like having them out here?
I mean, it doesn't change anything. We're going to play how we want to play, and if they're going to flag it, we're going to get flagged. I mean, if you saw some of the things the offense gets away with, you'd understand as to why we think everything's a bad call. So, I mean, we know it's an offensive league, so we're going to play to the best of our abilities and let the refs sort it out.
Getting off the field on third downs last year was a troubling point for this defense. Is that something you guys specifically are trying to work on now?
Yeah, I think that's kind of why we're getting a bit more aggressive on defense. You know, we're not going to sit back and let the offense, you know, take their shot, and hopefully we're in the perfect defense. We're going to come after the quarterback. We're going to get aggressive with receivers on the edges, and hopefully our talent is better than their talent.